Okay, sorry for the early start. I just have to be somewhere right after Seder. So this is... I hope to finish before... I hope not to take up the entire time that we have, but not sure. The goal is to get out of here early. We'll see. So the month of Elul, we're continuing to learn Refuah Shlema for Rafal Moshe Alemav Ben Basha. And this week, the learning is sponsored, and therefore we're learning Ili Nishmas Gitol Bas Zev Yitzchak Ufega on her 10th yard site, which was on Sunday. So the learning Shataka be an Ili Leah for her neshama. So on Daf Dalid, the Gemara on Gimel and Beis at the bottom, the Gemara says Minal and Es Dechel. Let's say the Alma, meaning Beit Ein Lakaris, that you have a Es Dechel. Let's say. The Gemara starts to answer on Dalar Malf Tichsiv Leisilba Shatnez Gedilim Tasa Lachavam Rulazar Smuchim and Atar Minayin. How do we know we're going to darshin Leisilba Shatnez to Gedilim Tasa Lachah? Because Rulazar says Smuchim and Atar Minayin. How do we know there's such a concept, such a Midah and Adreshes, Midah Shatara and Adreshes Ba of Smuchin? Gemara brings a pasuk. It's Gemara and Brachos as well. But Amar Yosef Afil Lemandla Darsh Smuchim Ba Alma. But B'Mishnah Torah Yedarsh. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Ba'alma is lo darish, and Mishnah Torah, he's darish. With Mishnah Torah, my time is darish. So why is it taka that Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yehuda, is doresh smuchin? Depending on the case, it might be because there's some sort of, proof that the pasuk is unique or out of place, muchach or mufni, or repeated in a certain instance. So you'll have some telltale sign, some hint, some remez in the Torah, that you should be darshaning, and that's linked to Mishnah Torah. Again, meaning, smuchin ba'alma, maybe you're not Dorish Rabbi Yehuda, but Mishnah Torah, he's moded that you're Dorish. Why? Because it's always muchach l'mufne, it sounds like. That's what the Gemara goes on. And Dalaram Beis, v'gabe tzitzis nami, ibayisim mishun muchach, ibayisim mishun mufne, ibayisim mishun muchach, because it should have said by tzitzis. So why did it write it here? In Sefer Dvarim, ibayisim mishun mufne, fine. So Tyson, the bottom of Dalaram Aleph, the end of Dibur Masal V'chim Ipnei, Tos is right that when we say that we're Doresh, or Yehuda's Doresh Smuchin B'Mishnah Torah, so it's Lav Dafka, right? That's what Tos says, Lav Dafka. Tos says, B'Hadakam B'Mishnah Torah Doresh, Hu Adin Ba'alma. It really could have this drush of Smuchin, it could apply in other Sifrei Torah as well, Sifrei Achumish as well. Ella, the B'Mishnah Torah Kimle, the Kulu Mochach Omufne. But in Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, you always, we assume that everything is potentially muchach or mufne, v'lochash lahavi ala echad mehem, fine, in terms of the Gemara. So, mevuar and das tosus that the Mishnah Torah, darshin smuchin, the pshat's not that dafka and only in Mishnah Torah, darshin smuchin, but rather, Mishnah Torah is given to smuchin, meaning a person should be carefully attuned and sensitive to learning Sefer Dvarim, because you'll find so many things are muchach or mufne. But Enachanami, if you had an instance of Muchach Umufne in Shmos, in Bereshis, in Vayikra, so you'd also be able to Dorish, and Bamidbar, by the way, also, you'd also be able to Dorish Smuchin. It's just that you're going to find it much more often in Sefer Dvarim. So Tosfos just say this about Svar. Is there a Svar? There's a reason that that they think Dvarim is different. So L'chora, it's Mistaber. And again, this is going to bleed into something we'll talk about soon, Blina there. But L'chora, it's very Mistaber. Mishnah Torah as a sefer, it's a chazar shir. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's chazar shir. He's going over the mitzvos. He's repeating everything to us before we go into Eretz Yisrael. But the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it and the way he arranged the chazar shir is potentially very telling. Meaning every pasuk is either chazaring, and therefore you have to ask why it's chazared in this way, why it's not chazared in that way, why is it placed in this context if earlier it was placed in a different context. Or he's being mechadish something, which is rare, but it does happen in Sefer Dvarim, in which case you have to wonder, why is he being mechadish in Sefer Dvarim? Why didn't he say this in Shmos? Why didn't he say this in Vayikra, etc.? So there's always a question to ask in Sefer Dvarim, because the whole Sefer Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's attempt to give over Torah in such a way that we should remember, that we should know it. So smuchin is much more easy to be doresh, because we're much more sensitive, we're much more tuned to every word, because the Sefer itself was nitan to that type of drasha. The Sefer itself was given over in a qualitatively different way than every other Sefer. Now, again, that's a fundamental svara for something technical. Meaning, Tosas is saying it's still true that technically speaking, you can find smuchin in Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. But what we're seeing in the svara in Tosas is that Tosas svara is that the reason why you more often find it in Dvarim is something fundamental. The reason you more often find it in Dvarim is because Dvarim is a qualitatively different sefer. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's Chazara sefer. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's Chazara shir, and therefore it's more often, littered with diukim that can be made and smuchim that can be darshan. But in Echanami, you can find it elsewhere. You just look to expect it in Sefer Dvarim. That's l'chora what Tosas are coming at when they say in Mishnah Torah it's always going to be mochach mufnei in Shaar Sefer Torah. You may or may not find it. The Ramban here also, like Tosas, assumes it's lav dafka Mishnah Torah. But I don't know if you saw, but he has a little kanech over here. The Ramban says that it's you know, Mishnah Torah is an example, but there's a klal that you can darshan smuchin and call Torah kula. But he says you're only going to find mufne specifically in the other svarim. B'hai darminim b'mishnah Torah darish hu adin l'chol Torah I mufne. If you have a case of mufne, you'll find in kol Torah kul, you'll be able to be darshaning smuchin. Aval muchach b'Torah leka lemeimar ela b'mishnah Torah dekula Torah kechada parshas adamya. He says muchach you can't really find because you can't really say why was it said in this parsha, why was it not said in that parsha. The whole Torah, again, this is, you know, we perceive Torah from our vantage point as different svarim, different parshios, different prakim. That part, last part's not Jewish, but yeah. So we perceive it as different sections, but the Torah, mitzad, the nosin Torah, is all one Torah. It's all chada parshasa. So you can't say muchach because it's in a different place. Everything's really all one unit. You can't really darshan on orders. In the Sefer, Mishnah Torah, says the Ramban, it's different. In the Sefer Mishnah Torah, you can look at the order. It is one unit. You look at the Ritva. The Ritva presents this Ramban as well. V'hu adin v'ade b'chol Torah ki ika mufne o muchach. El debchol Torah leisle muchach she'ein lo mukdam. Actually, I don't know how to read this, but I'm not sure how to read the Hebrew here. But el debchol Torah leisle muchach she'ein lo mukdam. It might be a gersa change in the ones she'ein lo mukdam umuchah b'Torah v'kul achad parsha. What in English? What we're saying is you can't darshin muchach in kol Torah kula. Why? Because ain mukta mumucha b'Torah, because there's no order. It's all one big unit of, how does it say? It is that way, and I'm just don't know how to read it. I'm sorry? Different gear, so okay, fine. But the idea is there, correct? Meaning you can't say mukta mumucha is there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just copied from Bar Ilan, so it's not the correct gear. So, but there's no such thing as muktam and mumucha. I mean, you can't judge the order properly. In Shar Sefer Torah, kula chada parsha, that's the Ramban. He's saying over the Ramban. But what's very fascinating here is that he added the words shein mukta mumucha b'Torah. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about this, but I thought that Ein Mukdam Mukhem Torah is a klal in Sipurim, in Maisim, in Tanakh, in stories. You can't say historically that Yisro came before or after, because Ein Mukdam Mukhem Torah. The Ritz was applying that terminology. The Ramban didn't have this term. The Ritz was applying that terminology here, that even in Dinim, Ein Mukdam Mukhem Torah, from Vayikra to Dvarim, etc. Okay. Uve Mishnah Torah Mashmalei Shenichtav Al Seder. So the Ritva says, but Mishnah Torah is different, that it has a Seder, it has a Tzuras HaDvarim, there was a Shir being said in a certain order, so you can darshan also Muchach. So the Ritva here is saying over the Ramban with a little bit of an added beer. Okay, but what comes out is basically you have Tosas saying, the Gemara is Lav Dafka, you can darshan Smuchin all over the place. Elamai, you're more often going to find muchach and mufna in Dvarim. The Ramban and the Ritva say you can darshan smuchan all over the place. Elamai, you'll only find muchach in Dvarim, but you'll find mufne all over the Torah if you look for it. The Maritzchias, some people saw it, it's in the Yakim Mefarshim in the back. So the Maritzchias gives a very, very creative pshat in the machlokes over here. He says, the whole machlok is tanayim as to whether you can have a drasha of smuchan in Kol Torah Kula is Taloi in the Machlokas in Maseches Gittin and Daf Samech. There, the Gemara has a question whether Torah was Megillah Nitna or the Torah was Chasuma Nitna. Was the Torah given in units over time, over many years? You never know which part. Everything was cut and paste. And you never know which is the first iteration of the Bible not the Bible codes. What's it called? Multiple authorship theories. What is it? Bible criticism. Biblical criticism. So this is the first. This is the Madura Kama of Bible class. So it's Megillah, and different pieces of paper, different parchments with different parts of the Torah were written and sewn together at different points in history. Or no, it was Chasuma, and it was given as one unit. So if it was given, says the Maariv Tzchis, as all different Megillah in it, and all over the place, different ways, different times, so who are you to say that this Parsha was said next to this Parsha? Maybe this Parsha was said 10 years later, 100 years later, 5 years later, previously. You don't really know the order based on how it's written. And so that that Tanu holds Megillah in Kant Darshan Smuchin, because all over the place you never know the order of the Dvarim that are written there. However, if you hold Torah Chasuma Nitna, that it was all given as one unit, so then, yeah, the order is right in front of you. The way it was given is the way you perceive it, and then you would be able to darshan smuchin all over the place. That's what the Maariv Tzchis presents. Then he says, and therefore, that's why Kuli Alma can agree by Dvarim, because Dvarim, everyone agrees, was given as one unit. Like we said before, same basic idea, that Moshe Rabbeinu got up and said a Chazar Ashir to the whole Klal Yisrael in one unit. The way we have it is the way it was said, so everyone would be able to darshan smuchin in Mishnah Torah. Dalam saw this Maariv Tzchis already? Good. So one ha'ara that I'm borrowing the Yesod from the Birkas Avram, but he didn't quote the Maariv Tzchis, so he didn't say about the Maariv Tzchis, but the Yesod I'm definitely borrowing from him. But one just a slight ha'ara on the Maariv Tzchis is it's not muchrach what he said, meaning it's not muchrach that if you hold Megillah Nitna, you can't say smuchin. You can't say you darshan smuchin in the following sense. Yesh lachkor, this is the part that I'm borrowing, yesh lachkor, when it comes to smuchin, we're darshaning the juxtaposition of two parshios or two psukim to each other, correct? What are we darshaning? So there's two answers, possible answers to that question. Are we darshaning the seder haksiva? Meaning, how are these parshios or how are these psukim written? They're written one next to the other, they're juxtaposed. It says gedilim tazlecha, and it says kalayim, and it says, l'sol b'shatan is next to each other. So we darshan, they're smuchim to each other, and therefore one's commenting on the other, one's modifying the other, because they're written that way. Or no, the pshat is not that we're darshaning how they're written. The pshat is we're darshaning how they were said. How was it said? Was it said one after the other? If it was said one after the other, very close to each other, then we can darshan smuchin. So if you hold that the whole drasha of smuchin comes from the Seder Ha'amira, then the Maariv Tzchis has a very good point. You have no idea what order Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar were said in. The Seder Ha'amira is a mystery to us because it's Megillah, according to the Mandar, Megillah Nitna. It was said all over the place, and it was pieced together afterwards in terms of the Ksiva in its own order. But you don't know exactly the Seder Ha'amira. But if you darshan not the Seder Ha'amira, we don't care how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we care. But it's not for smuchin that we care how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it over to us, how Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it over to us. We care about how the Torah was composed. We care about the Seder HaKsiva. So then even if Megillah Nitna, but the way it was pasted together, the way it was put together, is also significant, is also a significant measure. And if you darshan the Seder HaKsiva as opposed to the Seder HaMira, then the Maariv Tzchis is not muchach. Again, it's not a kash on the Maariv Tzchis. Just saying it's not muchach that the Maariv Tzchis is correct. The other thing that's interesting, and this is like, this is going to...
How did we say over it? If it's Megillah Megillah, it all happened at different times, but still was...
Eventually, it's pieced together as a Sefer Torah.
So
the Seder HaKsiva of the Sefer Torah is also significant. The other thing that's interesting, this is going to sound like I'm Ratzis because it is. I don't actually have any idea. I'm just throwing it out there. Is it true that within Megillah Nitna, I mean, there could be many psukim in any given Megillah, correct? Or many parshios within any given Megillah, potentially. I don't know if we know all the breakups of all the Megillahs. Sometimes Rashi tells us, sometimes he doesn't, when something was given. But let's say, Minei Uvei in any given Megillah, according to the Maariv Tzchis, could you, yeah, if we would know which ones were Megillahs, could you, yeah, Darshan Smuchin and Kol Torah Kula, and it's just when you don't know, it's just between Megillahs that you couldn't? Again, Naniach that we knew which Megillah was when there were two separate ones and we could identify one full Megillah. So Minei Uvei, could we darshan smuchin los psukim? Again, not Akasha, just an interesting ha'ara. According to Maariv Tzchis, it sounds like, yeah. Because now we know, at least in Seder Hamira, they were said ala Seder. So that would be an interesting, that would come out interesting from the Maariv Tzchis. Yeah, like the Maariv Tzchis in one way, but on a more fundamental level, not like the Maariv Tzchis, you have the Maariv Ronchberg on the side of the page, quoting the Ra'avan. The Ra'avan... He gets a claw? Really? Okay. Not a very lumdish commentary. So the Ra'avan, he quotes as follows. V'taima, that we're darshaning smuch and dafka Mishnah Torah, v'taima mishum de kol ator mi piya gvura namra, vein muktam uchar. Avol Moshe sidr Mishnah Torah, parsha achar parsha, lo sidr ali darish. So the Ra'avan, like the Maariv Tzchis, unlike the Ramban, the Ritva, and Tosfos, does assume, again, like the Maariv Tzchis, unlike the other three Rishonim, does assume that there's something unique and limited to Mishnah Torah. Meaning, just like the Maariv Tzfiyah said, it's only Mishnah Torah where you could darshan smuchin, although we made the ha'ara that maybe within any given Megillah, theoretically, you could darshan smuchin. I don't know if it's practical. But the only place you could know you could darshan smuchin is Mishnah Torah, is Sefer Dvarim, according to the Maariv Tzfiyah. So too, the Ra'avan that the Maariv Ansberg is quoting, you also are limited, fundamentally, only to Mishnah Torah. Correct? That he's on the same page. His why is a little bit different. He doesn't say like the Maariv Tzfiyah is a fancy shtickle Torah about Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna. He says that the Sefer Dvarim is Moshe Sider Mishnah Torah himself, Parsha Acha Parsha, Lo Sider El Yidarish. The way Moshe Rabbeinu gave over Sefer Dvarim was in a way that it was Nitan to Drashos, Nitan to pay attention to the Diukim into how the order was arranged. So the simple. The classic mahalach in this, or the tzushta al mamakomas here, is that aside from the Ramban in his Akdamah to Sefer Dvarim, where he spells out that this was a chazarish here, so it's yadua to shtel too, the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph says the klalos that were ne'emra in Parshas Kisavo that we just read were Moshe Alidei Atzmo Amaran. In Parshas Bichukosa, when we have the klalos, the tocha, so there was Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the klalos that were in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Kisavo, those are from Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Atzmo Nemra. So that's a strange thing. No, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us, that someone who denies that any pasuk at all in the entire Torah is Min HaShemayim is a kofar. He's a kofar b'ikar and he's a Dvar HaShem Baza. So here we're saying what? But Sefer Dvarim is exceptional? Sefer Dvarim is from Moshe and not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what the Gemara in Megillah sounds like almost. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon. The Dubna Magid made this famous, but yeah, everyone has it after that. That the Vilna Gaon says as follows. He says that there's a avada, everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything has the stempel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the difference in quality between Sefer Dvarim and all the other Svarim is as follows. In every other Sefer and Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through his microphone, which was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was just the, it was just the amplifier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and it came out of Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. Mitoch Grono. The Shekhinah was Medaberes. Mitoch Grono of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha Inkin, when it came to Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, meaning he understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Two ways to say this. Either he heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then said it over, or he was mechaving to it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, you're right. Two ways to say it. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu on his own said over the Divrei Torah, and it came, Mipi Atzmo, came from him. And you'll find Diukim in the Klalos, and you'll find Diukim all over Chumash, as we just said, from the Maariv of Rashberg, and also you'll find the difference between the Aseret Dibros in Yisro and Vaschanan. All of these things are potentially accounted for because Moshe Rabbeinu worded Sefer Dvarim, presented Sefer Dvarim on his own. Avada was the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he was the one who put it together. He was the one who phrased it, so it has a different quality entirely. And so that's why you could darshan smuchin, like we see on the side from the Ravan, that Moshe was misadered in a certain seder, and we can look at smuchin because smuchin is all about seder. It's not true in Kol Torah Kula because we're not able to figure out. I think the Ratzon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu seder, but Moshe Rabbeinu did it in that way on purpose. What famously, I think famous, I've heard it so many times from Rav Torsky Shlita, but maybe it's not famous for everyone. But the Rav was ma'amik. The Rav went a little deeper here. And he said, based on this Vilna Gaon, I think it's all the same mahalach, just a little bit further, is that Sefer Dvarim is miyuchad, it's unique, not only in the sense that it was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the fact that it was said by Moshe Rabbeinu is indicative of the fact that Benosaf, in addition to the fact that it's a Torah Shebechsav, Sefer Dvarim actually has a din of Torah Shebal Peh. Sefer Dvarim has a special cheftza shel Torah Shebal Peh to it. Its identity is not only Torah Shebechsav, but it's also Torah Shebal Peh, meaning Torah. Mishnah Torah was Nemra Lihidarish. It was Nemra in a Tzura. It was said in such a way that it's given to Drashos, it's given to Torah Shebal Peh, because it has a Cheftza Shel Torah Shebal Peh Itis. It's like the link between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Again, you can go into sort of like what other Nafkamins that might have or where that might have application, but that's what the Rav said here, and I believe he said it in this Ra'avan. That's sort of the deeper idea behind what we're discussing here, which is that Mishnah Torah is unique fundamentally and separately and limited to Mishnah Torah, not like the Maharal said, because of some technicality, Megillah, Megillah, or Chasuma, but because there's a different quality to Sefer Mishnah Torah, there's a different quality to Devarim. As Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu said it mi pi atzmo, what the Rav is adding is depth, is that because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who presented Sefer Devarim, it has an identity of Torah Shebal Peh, in addition to obviously it being Torah Shebechsav as well. If you look, the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, as well as in Gur Aryeh, in Kisavo, has this Yisod as well, that the uniqueness of Sefer Dvarim being that it's actually from Moshe Rabbeinu, that he said it on his own, he presented it on his own, with the Haskama, or with the, preempting, depending on how you say it, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so here in the Sugya of Smuchin, so Tosis on Dalet Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maskel Dechsiv Lo Silbash, they bring a Kasha from Yaakov, and you can choose how you'd like to pronounce it, but we'll do all three. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Linish, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Lins, or Rabbi Yaakov there's one more.
Orlean,
yeah, Rabbi Yaakov Orlean, exactly. Okay, so the which one does Rabbi Kanderfogel do?
I have to call.
You know, I have to call him, but we have a few things we're adding to the list. Fine. So Rabbi Yaakov from the old Orleans. So he has a kasha here. Delei chayvu nashim betzitzis. Nashim, women should also be chayv in tzitzis. Why? Because we have a smuchin. What do you mean? We have a smuchin in our Gemara that. Shatnez is aser, but gedilim tasalacha. There's an exception because smuchin. So to say the opposite way, that just like women, kol sheyesh no below silva shatnez, and it's samach to gedilim tasalacha. So kol sheyesh no below silva shatnez, yesh no begedilim. So Tosis say avagav dulam hekeshu el smuchin the trei krayinin who we should still say such a thing. So Tosis give an answer. Viyesh lomer the hadinashim b'duras b'titzis. That's haynu mishum di alfa kedushin. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Mitzvah Esei Shlan Gram Anashim Peturas Duhuk Shekolter Letfilin VeHekesha Adif Mismulchin. So Tosis answer this kasha and say, no, you're absolutely right. We could have said a smulchin in both directions. We could have said smulchin from Shatnez to Tzitzis, or Tzitzis to Shatnez, so too Shatnez to Tzitzis. We could have said that. Elamai, there's something else going against the smulchim of Shatnez to Tzitzis, Kol Sheyeshno B'Shatnez, Yeshno B'Tzitzis. The thing going against this is a Hekesh. And in the Gemara and Kedushin, we learn from a Hekesh that women are actually Peturas for Mitzvahs, Ezeh, Shizvan, Grama, including Tzitzis, and therefore Hekesh beats Smuchin. That's Tosis' answer. What's the Pshat that a Hekesh is greater than Smuchin? What's the Svar? Like, where does that come from? So the Masoras HaShas is Mitzayin and Tosis and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph. They're famous Tosis. There, Tosis say, "V'teim gedol." Okay, fine. The afilu smuchin dahainu shnei mekraos as smuchin zel lezeh nitli darish. Even smuchin, which are two psukim juxtaposed each other, have a sense of drasha in a Torah. Kol shekain hekesha dahainu shnei dvarim hamukshim pasuk echad. So here, Tosis first will identify, which they really already did in the beginning of our quotation from before. Afagav d'lav hekeshu el smuchin d'trei krainin, who they already said this, but they identify, first of all, the distinguishing factor, the difference in identity between smuchin and hekesh. Hekesh is b'pasig echad, smuchin is b'trei krai, trei mikrai, two psukim. Secondly, Tosis and Sukkah add on that that's also the reason why a hekesh is stronger. Because I guess the right way to say it is they are more tethered to each other, the two mitzvos, the two inyanim. They're more linked. If they're in the same pasuk, they're intrinsically linked. Masha'en kim, when you have two psukim, or sometimes two parshios, that are near each other, so they may be linked, but they may be more tenuously linked. They're not as strongly linked. So in our sugya, you take and apply. So in our sugya, it's true. You have a smuchin from shatnez to tzitzis to shatnez, but those are two different psukim that are being connected to each other. But when you have the hekesh of kol tarakula to tefillin, and it's a hekesh where it's actually inherent in the pasuk, says Tosis there, hekesh is adif mismuchin, and the hekesh wins out. Maybe we'll skip this, but if you look, at the Rashash here on Dalan Malav, he quotes from the, I forgot his first name, Lezer Lando, that he had a problem that by matzah, we say, kol sheyeshno b'batochel chametz, yeshno b'toichel matzah. There's a sounds like smuchin, that women are chayev to eat matzah on Pesach because we know they're chayev to avoid chametz, kol sheyeshno. So the question is, what do you mean? There's a hekesh that teaches their pater from mitzvah says shmeh zaman grama. Now you're saying a smuchin of kol sheyeshno, that they're chayev in chilas matzah? So the smuchin is beating the hekesh. So Rashash says, it's not a kasha. This is so simple. It's not a smuchin by matzah and chametz. It's a hekesh. I use the word kol sheyeshno. Kol sheyeshno usually indicates that it's a smuchin. Yeah, but it's in the same pasuk. It's mineu vei. I don't know the pasuk by heart, but you can't eat matzah. You can't eat chametz all 7 days. You should eat matzah. That's what the pasuk tells us. They're in the same pasuk, so it's not a smuchin. It's a hekesh. It's a hekesh versus a hekesh. Okay, how you choose which hekesh wins out is a different story, but it beats out the other hekesh of mitzvah eseh shel zman grama. So the Rashash says that if you have the right definition of smuchin and hekesh, you're not going to have the kasha that was asked by the achronim. The truth is, if you look in the Tosfos Rush is mefurash that kol sheyeshno below bebal tochal chametz yeshno beachilas matzah is a hekesh and not smuchin. He says mefurash that way. Okay, akapanim, that's Tosis Teres, this kasha. Tosis asked the kasha here. The other Rishonim do ask this kasha also in Maseches Kedushin on Daf Lamed Gimel. So there, for example, the Ritva asks the kasha, maybe we should learn the smuchan back and forth, just like we say that you have a tour of Kalayim by Tzitzis, so too women should be chayiv in Tzitzis because they're chayiv in Shanis. Kol sheyeshno b'shanis should be yeshno b'tzitzis. And the Ritva gives a different answer. The Ritva says, "V'ika lememar debishlam al gabe matzah came the legal imidrash milsa achrisi ve'ahis michusa darshin hachi aval besmuchin the tzitzis v'klayim kevan the ika lemidrash bay lemifter klayim betzitzis." We already use this smuchin to pater the issue of klayim by tzitzis. Our sugya su lo darshinan bay idach drasha says the Ritva, it would be double dipping. It would be double dipping. The smuchim already teaches you a ptur kalayim by tzitzis. You can't now use that same smuchim to teach you a chiyuv tzitzis by nashim from kalayim. Because you already used it. Very mistaber, no? You already used the drasha. You can't use it again. Yeah? That's what the Ritva says. Is that clear or should I explain that again? Okay, that's the Ritva's answer. So, the Ritva said one here. Tosas didn't say that answer. So what are they arguing about? What's Tosas and the Ritva arguing about? Why didn't Tosas say the Ritva's answer? Why didn't Ritva say Tosas' answer? So the Arch Lener here on Daf Dalid says, I'll give you one line from it, but it's Ein lahakshos ha'ay smuchin, etc. That's Tosas' kasha. And then he says, Ukamoshatir it's be'emes ha'ritva, sorry. Ein lahakshos ha'ay smuchin lav miyusar hu desarach lidrosh the essay that he'll say, Uchamosh Tiritz Be'emes HaRitva, says the Aruch Ner, just say what the Ritva said. It's such a simple Teretz. We already use the Smuchin for Essay Dochel Osei. We can't use it for the Drasha for Tzitzis. You can't double dip. So says the Aruch Ner, why didn't Tosas say that? V'yesh Lomar, V'yesh Lomar, D'kavanas HaTosas, D'kemo De'ein Hekesh Ugzer HaShav L'mechza, Kach Ein Smuchin L'mechza. Says the Aruch Ner, no, Tosas had a very big problem with that. Tosas' problem was that Tosas think that the same way that by a Hekesh, we say, ein hekesh lemechza, so if you learn in one direction, you have to learn in the other direction. So too, by smuchin, we say, if you learn in one direction, you have to learn in the other direction as well. So okay, so that's Tosas' pushback. That's a very good pushback. So then what's the Ritva's pushback? I mean, what is this machlokas Tosas and the Ritva all about? So, l'chora, esher, that what Tosas and the Ritva, the other Rishonim, are arguing about here, is how to be magdir this drasha, this midah shatar and drashas ba of smuchin. What's the pshat in smuchin? This was Shomer Psalm Hashem. I borrowed Menachem's Zos Liakov for something else where the page is open to now, but in flipping through the pages, I saw it. Now I turn the page, so I have no idea which page it was on, and he writes forever. It's very hard to find anything in there. My first time using it. You have to start from the beginning and scan everything because it's not written by Daf. Somewhere in one of these simanim, maybe in Table of Contents, able to find it, I stumbled upon, he makes the same point in Tosin the Ritva. I don't know if he has the same Mar Macombs we're about to say, but he definitely makes the same point. So, kedai to look there. But there's a, on that Tosin in Masechas Sukkah that we quoted before, there's a Chsam Seifer in Chidushim over there. And the Chsam Seifer says as follows, V'nirli lehazbir, D'halo chashiv smuchim bahad yugim omidah shetar and jesh ben, it's taka kasha. Smuchin, let's say we hold Midarshan Smuchin, somewhere Midarshan Smuchin, Mishan Torah or Kol Torah Kula. So it's one of the midah shetar and jesh ben, right? But even if we're on time to Shachar's, we don't say that one in the morning. And even if you read the 32 Midos, you never have smuchin. It's not listed in the Midos Shad Tar and Dreshes behind. So what's pshat in that? So that's the Chassam Sofer asked that. Nearly the Hasbir. The Halo Chashav Smuchin Bahadi Yud Gimel Midos Shad Tar and Dreshes behind. Why? He says Val Karchach Tzarach Lomar Bechlal Hekesh Hu Nichlal. He says there's a drasha, there's a Midos Shad Tar and Dreshes Ba of Hekesh. Hekesh contains within it Bein mukash bepasuk echad, bein smuchim bepsukim over parshios. Some types of hekeshim are in one pasuk. The other types of hekeshim, which enachanami toisus holders are weaker, are in multiple pesukim or multiple parshios. Even v'kevim dechazin Rabbi Yehuda svirle bismuchim shehu me anfe hahekesh. It's a branch. It's a type of a hekesh smuchin. Dibainan muchach umufne that you need muchach umufne by smuchin for Rabbi Yehuda. Hu adin behekesh gufe ubishari midos ba'inan akapan and kabbalah osvara. So not only is smuchin a branch of the drasha, the midos that turn the drashas ba of hekesh, but we see from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda needs muchach umufna by smuchin that you also will need that by hekesh. Because it's the same midah shatan rajesba. It's the same midah shatan rajesba. Smuchin l'chach. No, that one was intended, I admit. Smuchin l'chach. The Gemara many times says hukish, hukshu. Two things were hukish to each other. And if you look carefully, it's not one pasuk. It's not one pasuk. So like this, it could be lav dafka. Hukshu just means they're connected. And sometimes it means smuchin, sometimes it means hekish. Or no, even smuchin are hekish. A weaker hekish, but even smuchin are really a hekish. It's on you to look, like Tosas told us. Is it in one pasuk or two pasukim to know how seriously to take that hekish? It's hekish A or hekish B. It's a hekish which is strong or it's hekish which is weaker. That's up to you to figure out, but it's still a form of a hekish. If that's the case, then what Tosas are saying is very simple. We can't say like the Ritva. The Ritva says that you can't darshan one smuchin when you already use the smuchin for something else. Says Tosas, what do you mean? Ain't hekish lemechza, ain't smuchim lemechza. It's the same midah shacharon reshesba. It's not double dipping on smuchim to go back and forth from shatnez to tzitzis, tzitzis to shatnez. That's not double dipping. There's one smuchin here, which is a form of hekish, which is ain't hekish lemechza. So ain't smuchim lemechza. So go from shatnez to tzitzis, go from tzitzis to shatnez. Hey, it's all fair game. It's all totally fine. The Ritva apparently is pushing back and saying, no, what are you talking about? Smuchin is a completely different. Completely different Torah, Midah Shatran Rajesh Bahen. It's in two psukim, it's in two parshios, it's not in the same pasuk, it's weaker. We see all over it's not the same thing. Why isn't smuchin in the Yud Gimel Midah Shatran Rajesh Bahen? Why isn't it on the lists? I don't know if it's the. It's not a kash you're going to die from, but if you look, you have to work on one detail here, but if you look, all the Midah Shatran Rajesh Bahen on the lists are. They're not mistaber. They're almost like Xeris HaKasubs, right? Meaning, it's not like Svara dictate, the Haraya Svara is not on the list, right? It's not like Svara dictates the Yud Gimel Mido Shatoran Dreshvan.
What about
Kavach Omer? That's the detail I have to work out. So Kavach Omer is obviously based on Svara, which is what Tosa and Laman Aleph is picking up on in Rashi, that you can't, it's the only one you would be able to do that's what Tosas and Rashi are dealing with on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, whether you need a Masoran or not. Fine. Kal v'chomer is Misfar. The one thing about Kal v'chomer, though, is that we have a din of Dayo. Dayo is not Mistaber at all. At least the Gemara doesn't pretend it's Mistaber. Maybe you can come up with the Sfar. I'm just saying offhand, I don't know a Sfar for it. So if you assume that Kal v'chomer is limited by the rule of Dayo, Lavom, and Adin, Lios, Kenidon, again, you could say words that sound like a Sfar, meaning, no, it's Ein Lecha Bo, El Chidusha, or something like that. What? What?
Occam's razor, whatever it's called. I mean, you'd limit the chiddush.
Whatever, like I just said, in lechabo al chiddusha.
That's a svara.
I understand. I'm saying you could say it like a svara, but you have to think if that's not a svara in the sense that it's not mistaber to go further. It's not mistaber to go further. What's Xeris Kasav?
It's not a svara.
Right. I'm saying you could say a svara about it, but it's not. I mean, again, if you thought it was a svara, you would say, right? You would just say that Miriam was the example of when that svara was applied. But yeah, it's learned from a drasha, so it's not as mistaken. Either way, it's unique in that way. But Enoch Nami, that's the weak point. And what I'm saying is Kal v'chomer, but maybe like our repair is saying, since Gezeiras Kasav, even if you come up with a way of formulating a svara, it's not that Kal v'chomer dictates it should be Dayo. It's that Dayo is planted into Kal v'chomer, so then Kal v'chomer is also has a level of non svara to it also. Whether this is correct or incorrect, I don't think you're going to die from the kasha of why it's not on the Yud Gimel Midos, but maybe you do have a teretz that otherwise. But that lechora, that's what the Rishonim are arguing about over here, whether smuchin is hainu hach with hekish, or smuchin is an entirely different midah shetonu drashba. Tosas continue and ask another kasha, mu kasha leman de pater nashim mitzitzis havle lemifterinu miklayim. So once you pater nashim from tzitzis, mitzvah esh zman grama, so they should also be pater from klayim. But we know they're not pater from klayim, from shatnez. So Tosas asked that kasha towards the end of the Dibur Maskil. So the Rashash here, related to what we just spoke about, frek the kasha, you saw this, the Rashash here, it's a good kasha. V'hikshe v'hagos hanal, Rav, is it Elazar? Did I get it right? Eliezer, Elazar, Landau?
Isaac.
Or Isaac Landau? Maybe Albert? Okay, whatever it was. Viksha Bagal Sanal, Bahalo Hishva Akasav Ishal Ish, Lechule Alma Sheb. Sorry, Lechulam Sheb Torah, Vakesha Adam Mismuchin? We have a Hekish, Babakama Tesvav, where the Gemara says that Hukush Isha Leish, Hishva Akasav Ishal Ish, Lechulam Sheb Torah, that's from a Hekish. So Smuchin might tell you that an Isha should be Ptura from Klayim. But a Hekish tells you that obviously they're chayvin klayim because kol Torah kula, all of onshin, they're chayvin. So Rosh Hash gives a teretz. Klayim is different because it's hutra miklala by big dekuna. So it's not bichlal this Hekish. Fine. But did anyone see your bechanan? Okay, so I'm not going to say it over because some people nod their head yes. But Mar Machavan Elach, you have to look this up. It's very, very gishmak. Very, very gishmak. Kovet Ha'aros Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph Gimel. Where Rabbi Chanan draws a very important distinction in terms of what a Hekish is, what's being connected in the Hekish. Every Isha to every Isha is being connected through a Hekish, or things that are Chayiv, Mishum, him being an Ish, are Chayiv and Isha, but if there's a Ptur for some tangential reason, it's not Bechal the Hekish. So you have to look inside to see that in a very regish Makatush Delta Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the Rambam by Hakafas Arosh. So again, Kovet Ha'aros, Yud Aleph Gimel. Okay, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara has the discussion about Mofrei Ksus. So we're not going to spend time in it, but you should have seen or you should see the two main Marmakomos that give you at least one is the raid and one gives you the raid. The Beis Halevi in the first Simon in the Sefer, you have to see. About Mofrei Ksus, and this Reb Shmuel that I was telling you guys about last night and today, Chidush Reb Shmuel in Siman Hey. So he has a Lang Arichus that's repetitive, but in this case it's relevant. It's more accurate that way. So he's a Lang Arichus about the Sugya of Mofrei Ksus, about the Sugya of Klaim, about the Sugya of Tzitzis, and he ties them all together. And it's kedai to look there for each part of that. So check that out. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Istrich salk da bottom page, salk da chaminik diuka the rabba haknaf min haknaf halikam rachmana avad leitzemer leitzemer pishtim v'chi avidis semer leitzemer tzavei aval tzemer lepishtim semer lo kaza rachmana tzemer pishtim dafil tzemer pishtim leitzemer." Fine. So taste here, dafil leitzemer lepishtim pishtim leitzemer. Going over onto Hayam and Aleph, starting at Alam Beis, nira dafil shnei chutin lavan shel tzemer. Shari b'pishtim, kid amar b'mnachos, avagav dash b'mino kid amar hasam, migo d'tchiles pater lava nami poter. So you have a case of a beged pishtim. You need to put tchiles on. Tchiles is going to be tzemer. So fine. So that's fine. So what about the lavan strings? So you're allowed to put lavan strings that are tzemer as well. Why? Tosa say asvara. Migo de tchil, and again, afagav de efshav mino, meaning you could just put on a pishtan love and strings. Yeah, but you don't have to. Why? Migo de tchilas patra love and nami poter. Since it's fine for the tchilas, what goes for the tchilas goes for the white as well. Vilavan shel pishtim nami poter hatzemer al migo. De migo de lavan shel tzemer poter bepishtim, lavan shel pishtim nami poter betzemer. That's Tosas Migo in both directions. Lashon Tosas Rush. V'yesh lomer da'afakav da'efshel l'kayim b'mino. Shari, misham Migo k'damrinu hasa Migo d'tchiles patra lava nami poter. U'pishtim nami poter b'tzemer. Al yidei Migo. De Migo de lavan shel tzemer is poter b'pishtim. Lavan shel pishtim is nami poter b'tzemer. So this also is in the Shmuel that I mentioned last night. It's also in Kovet Ha'aros, in Simin Zayin, Sif Katan or Os, whatever Dalid. But the Olam is bothered by this Svar and Tosos because the Migos, it's unnecessary. Bechia Gavna, that you put Tchiles Shel Tzemer on a Beged Shel Pishtim, you already have Kalayim here. So why do you need a Migo to allow you to put now Lavan Shel Pishtim, Lavan Shel Tzemer on this Beged Pishtim? It's already Kalayim. You're not adding anything, but you haven't done anything more. It's the same. It's the same Beged Shel Pishtim with Tcheles Shel Tzemer. It's already Kalayim. So now you're going to add on another set of strings. So there's two ways to ask the question. We spoke out last night. The simpler way is, the other way is actually really simple also, but the way that everyone asks, and there's another way that some people ask, the way everyone asks is, okay, but so it's already Kalayim. The Beged is already Kalayim. So who cares? What are you being Mosif? What are you being Megareya? By adding another set of Tzemer to this Beged Shel Pishtim. It's already Tzemer and Pishtim. Who cares that you add on more? So Rabbi Chanan asked that question I mentioned before, and he gives a teretz. Yeah, it matters, because the same way like Osov as Beno, when you shecht the mother and the child on the same day, so if you shecht two children of the animal on the same day, and then the mother, so you'll be over more. So Rabbi Chanan says himself, you're not going to be punished in Beis Din Shalmata more for having violated more of the same Isser, but B'dinei Shemayim, he says, you have done more. So there's more to it. You're doing more. So he says, maybe Huadin over here, by adding more Tzemer to a Beged Shel Pishtin, you're doing more. It's hard to know what Rabbi Chanan exactly meant. This Marbe B'Shurin, it's like Marbe B'Averos, like the Gemara in Makos about the Nazir who shows the Ayin all day long, and you keep giving Hasra again and again. It's a little different, because in that case, here it's different. It's not like if you eat one kazayis of chelev versus if you eat four kazayis of chelev at one time. So you did more isr chelev? You did the same isr chelev, just you had a bit you're fuller. Like what's the... I don't know, it's hard to know what Rabbi Chanan meant by it. Or maybe you'll enlighten me afterwards, but that's Rabbi Chanan. The Achronim quote, Rabbi Shmuel is among them, they quote from Chaim on this. Rabbi Chaim has in the Chidushim, the stencil on Nidan, Samach Aleph, like this, Venira, not about this Kasha, about a different Kasha entirely, but Venira, the Yishnei Dinim Eklayim, there's actually two Hagdaros within the Isser of Kalayim. The first is Lo Silbash Shatnez. There's an Isser that Naase Cheftza Shel Isser. And when you combine Semer and Pishtim in a Beged, the Beged becomes a Cheftza Shel Isser, the entity itself, the object, is one of Kilayim. That's a problem of Lo Silbash Shatniz, again, because Shatniz is the Taroves. Mashein Kein Beis, the second din in Kilayim, is the Isser Tzemer Ufishtim Yachtav, that not only is there an Isser of Kilayim in the sense of Shatniz, that they shouldn't be Me'urav in one Beged, and you shouldn't have a Beged Shel Kilayim, a Cheftza Shel Kilayim that you're wearing, but you also have an Isser on the Gavra that a person is not allowed to wear Tzemer and Pishtim together. The nafkamina he's coming for is that you could, at least in theory, and then you have to figure out, conceptually you can, then you have to figure out practically how you have it, but you could have a case where you have Tzemer and Pishtim that you're wearing together, but they're not technically, Shua Tavi Venuz, meaning they're not technically Shatnez, they're not Me'urav as a Chefza Shal Kalayim, but you're still over on Tzemer or Pishtim Yachtav because you're wearing them simultaneously. It's a separate Isser. And he says that's an Isser of Levisha. Isser Tzemer Pishtim Yachtav. The Einze Nikra Chefza Shal Isser Shal Tarovas Tzemer Pishtim. It's not actually a Beged of Kalayim in that sense. The Einze Tarovas Klal. There's no Shua Tavi Venuz. No, but Ela Dehu Isser Levisha De Aser Lilov Sham Yachad Kishem Mechubarim Tzad Chibra Ba'olam. Again, it's very relevant. That distinction is very relevant, not for us, but for him in dealing with the Rambam there in terms of the two types of Kalayim you could have. If you look, it doesn't add much in terms of what we're talking about, but if you look in the Kisvei Reb Chaim that was published not so many years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, I forget now. I don't remember when it was published, a few years ago. So they have this as well in Nidan Samach Aleph. Some different Lashonos, but it's not so different. So what's mavur in Reb Chaim here is that there's two isurim b'klayim. Their gedarim are shonim zemizah. There's an isur cheftza that you can't wear a Beged Shel Kalayim, and then there's an isur to wear tzemer and pishtim together. So avada, if you have an isur cheftza of Kalayim, you have tzemer and pishtim that are combined, that are sewn together, mamish, it's already Kalayim. What have you added by adding another string, another rope, what's the difference? Who cares? It's the same Kalayim. the cheftza has already been na'asa a cheftza shel kalayim. And on that level, it's very hard to understand tosis why you need a migo. If you already have tzemer of tcheles on a beged shel pishtin, who cares what the next set of strings for lavan is? It's already a beged shel kalayim shel shatn is. But if you assume the second din, in addition to the first din, if you assume there's a second din that you also are not allowed to wear tzemer u'pishtim yachtav, that you can't wear tzemer and pishtim together, then maybe, this is what Reb Shmuel suggests and others as well, maybe that iser gavra, it's shaykh, that every time you add tzemer to pishtim, pishtim to tzemer, you're wearing more tzemer and pishtim. You're wearing more tzemer and pishtim. It's the same beged in Achanami, the chefza hasn't changed, but the person is wearing more and more tzemer and pishtim. This doesn't speak to this second sad, but just a ha'ara. There's a famous prima gadim, people probably are familiar with this, in Simon Yud Ches in Or Chaim, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but the Prima Gadim writes, the famous part I think is the following, someone just asked me this a few weeks ago, are you allowed to tie tzitzis at night? You're probably familiar with this. Are you allowed to tie tzitzis at night? Why? Because tzitzis are pater from tzitzis at night, and you're going to be chayiv in the day. So you're going to tie the tzitzis at night, and then you're pater, and then in the morning it's going to be the zman of the heter, and maybe it's taseh v'lomana asoy. Nim says that in the morning the tzitzis were already made overnight. That's a famous prima gadim suffix. He's mekel, but that's a suffix. So we're definitely mekel on that. So in that same prima gadim, he has another suffix. Let's say you have a beged shel tzitzis, a regular beged shel tzitzis, and like whatever, some area of the beged has shatnez in it. So you remove the shatnez from that beged. So was it tasev l'man asoy? So you didn't have a beged shel tzitzis, now you do? So that's totally in the same chakira, correct? If the shatnez is an isser chepza, so then it is tasev l'man asoy. This was not a beged that could have tzitzis on it, you just kashered it by taking out the kalayim. But if the whole issue of kalayim is just isser levisha, so then you had a beged with tzitzis on it, you just needed, in order to be able to wear it, you weren't able to wear it, it was impossible to wear it, but it was a beged which had tzitzis on it, in order to be able to wear it, you took out the shatnez, but you didn't change the beged inherently, so it's not a case of tasav lamana asoy. This is not a halach l'maisa, we're not making a halach l'maisa point, because Reb Chaim is saying we have both of those issues in the isser of shatnez. It's a conceptual point, just to help you see the distinction between those two sides of the chakira, that one is an isser chefza, one's an isser gavra, the isser levisha, and the gedarim are not necessarily overlapping. So that's potentially, again, if you read the Rav Shmuel, he has a whole arichas going back and forth about this, but that's one stage. It's possible to say, al pi Reb Chaim, that you can understand Tosas Migo a little bit better, that if you're adding Tzemer and Pishtim, you are adding, at least in this second din of Kelayim, of Lo Silbash. Okay, Tosas carry on, Tosas continue here, and they say, again, they have the migo in both directions, v'dafka b'makom tcheles, aval b'makom she'ein tcheles aser. I don't mean this in an exaggerated way. Literally everything I'm about to say is tentative, including everything I'm about to say. So, I do think there will be a joint toelis in speaking out the following discussion, but I am not. It's not that I'm not sure if I'm correct in what I'm going to say. Mahalach. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm even. I don't know if I'm even reading anything right. I'm a little mixed up in the sugya, but I do think it's kedai to talk it out because at least the questions will be helpful. So Tosev daf makom tchelas av makom shein tchelas it's aser. Why? So Tosas say the migo only goes so far. The migo only goes so far. B'makom you're putting on tchelas on the beged, you could say the migo. B'makom you're not putting on tchelas on the beged, you could not say the migo. Why? Because efshar b'mino efshar l'kayim shneim. This that Tosas are sure of over here, Tosas are mesupak about in ksubas and daf mem. They say b'tzarech ian. B'tzarech ian. Tosas say. Maybe it's only allowed by makom tcheles. They don't say the reasoning of Reish Lakish here, but That's what they explained in our Tosas. So that's the day that we have an hour Tosas. Then Tosas say, O Dilma Loshna. Maybe there's no difference. The Hash Nechu De Lavin Shel Pishtan are Potter and Bishal Tzemer, Avagav the Hasim Tchelas Lamalav Lamorid, Dali De Oso Tchelas Lonasa Akati Kloim. In Svara, it doesn't make sense to say there's a difference. The same Lavan would have worked if you had Tchelas, so why shouldn't it work if it doesn't have Tchelas? The Tchelas is not Malo or Morid in one of the cases in the Migo, so why should it be Ma'akev? Why does the Migo not go as far as saying, even Bakum, there's no Tchelas, you still have the Heter of Kalayim Betzitzis? So, Lichora, that second side is much more understandable, no? I assume people struggle with this. Tosas is very difficult to understand. Tosas are saying, what's the whole question of Tosas are bavorning when they start this Dibur Maskel? Why isn't this a case, which all the Rishonim are struggling with, why isn't this Reish Lakish's case of Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem? Don't use a Beged Shel Pishtan. Don't use Chutim Shel Tzemer. So Tosas are answering each of those questions. No, you don't have to say that because Migo. So Migo addresses the issue of Reish Lakish's Efshar Benin Acher, Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. But all of a sudden, when there's no Tcheles there, that Svar doesn't work anymore. Like, that's the limit on the Migo. The Migo can't be said as far as when there's not a mitzvah. What changed? Again, Tosas and Ksuba spell this out for you. Nothing changed. Fundamentally, nothing changed. You have cases where the Tcheles is not being matter or anything, you still say the Migo. You have a Bege Shel Tzemer, and you have Tcheles Shel Tzemer. There's no Kalayim. You can still put Lavan Shel Pishtan. Why? There's no Heter of Tcheles is not being matter Isser Kalayim. No, because Migo, because you're allowed to say a Migo there. Okay, so when there's no Tcheles, which is no worse than when there is Tcheles, but it's not Kalayim, why can't you say the same Migo? Why can't you say the same Migo? Well, in Svara, again, Tosin Subas has the right day here, the second day, but the first day, and our day in our Tosis, what's the shot? Why does the Migo have to stop there? And the other way to ask the question, which is the exact same question, just backwards, is what's shot in the Migo? Meaning, is the Migo real or it's not real? If it's really amigo, then it should apply all the way across the board. And if it's not really amigo, then why does it matter when you have a case of tcheles, which is tzemer, and there's no heter of kalayim in the instance at all, and yet we say you could do lavan, that's pishtim. Then, no, it's upside down. The whole thing's upside down. This is a question people struggle with, right? This is not like... Also, there's a line in the Tosafot Rashi that's interesting. So if you look at the Tosafot Rashi, he says, aval. We read from it before, but now I'm focusing on three words. Ava, im kol dalid chutim hein shalavan, aser. Kedam rinan hasam kevin de efshar b'mino de lo shari ayde migo. Here we go. De lo shari ayde migo, ela kishe yesh tcheles imo. Tosfos, right? But says the Rosh, ela kishe yesh tcheles imo, dimekayim a mitzvah tcheles. Because in the case when there is tcheles there, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles. So what the Tosfos didn't say much, but what he showed us is that he's saying like Tosfos, that only b'chiyah gavna you have the tcheles, you have the heter of the migo for klayim. And the reason he says is because if you don't have the mitzvah of tcheles being mekuyemes, you can't have the migo being said. Now he still didn't say it all the way because when you do have mitzvah tcheles, it could be tzemer, with tzemer, and you still don't understand. But what the Tosfos Rashi is saying to us here is that there's something about the lack of tcheles and the lack of the kiyum in the mitzvah of tcheles that now torpedoes, does away with the migo that we said until now. So this is not mochrech at all, and you'll see in a second, it's not only not mochrech, it's mochrech that it's not. But you would have wanted to say, that you could say in the Baalei Tosfos, in the Rosh is saying it for us, but the Tosfos agree with him, that the mitzvah of tcheles and the mitzvah of lavan are two separate mitzvahs. There are two separate mitzvos. We know Shitas Chachamim, who we hold like, not like Rabbi Yehuda and Menachos, is that Tcheles and Lavan are not Ma'akvim Zezeh. Not Ma'akvim Zezeh, L'chayra means that there are two separate mitzvos that don't have to depend on each other. So there's a mitzvah Tcheles, there's a mitzvah Lavan. So B'chi Ha'gavna, that you have the mitzvah of Tcheles being Mekuyam, regardless of whether you're using the Heter or not. But you have the mitzvah of Tcheles being Mekuyames, so you could have the Heter of Kalayim. You don't have the mitzvah of tcheles being mekuyemes, you can't use the heter of klayim. Again, regardless of whether you're using the heter at that moment, the mitzvah of tcheles is shayach, so the heter of tcheles is shayach. When it's not shayach, the mitzvah of tcheles is not shayach, the heter of klayim. And you would say that this pasuk of gedilim tasalacha, the pshat is not that there's a heter in mitzvah tzitzis of klayim. The pshat is that there's a heter in mitzvah tcheles of klayim. Hello, that's what the Gemara says. that the hechrich for the heter, the reason we know it has to be true that Esther Chelis is here is because Tcheles is impossible on a Pegat Shel Pishtan to have without Klayim. So maybe the heter is actually in Mrs. Tcheles, but it's just wrong. You still write it down, but it's going to help for the future. It's just wrong because you can read all the Monei Mitzvahs, including the Rambam and Mrs. Esther Yadalid, all the Gaonim, all the Rishonim, and even the Savarayim, and you will not find anyone who quotes two mitzvos of Ramban. No, the Ramban argues on the Rambam Svara, but he does not disagree about the count of the mitzvos. He doesn't add it on. He had it at the end.
No, correct.
Yeah, he does not add it on at the end. Yes.
Where
yes.
is that in the whole thing with the two tefillins?
Yeah, the Ramban. Yeah. Well, so he says in two places. The Shor Shad. Well, it's printed in two places. Shor Shad Aleph is the main place. The Ramban's Hasaga might sometimes is printed in Shor Shad Tes, I think, but it's Shor Shad Aleph. Yeah, he doesn't count it at the end. Correct. Exactly. So, and it's clear in his words. He thinks that the Rambam quotes a Sifri, he quotes a Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, we'll see in a second, but it's really a Sifri or something. And the Rambam says, you didn't need a Sifri, and it's not such a kasha that you're dealing with, but he doesn't disagree with Be'etzem. So, and again, if you end up finding someone from the Gaonim or the Rishonim, or the Savarayim who says it's two mitzvahs, it's a minority opinion. Just to be clear, I was only trying to exaggerate. It could be Tosso from also. Okay, so it's wrong. What we said before is obviously wrong. There's one mitzvah tzitzis, tchilas and lovin together. And even if you say, like we said a second ago, which is true, that the hechrich for the heter of klayim in mitzvah tzitzis, it is a heter mitzvah tzitzis, the hechrich comes from the mitzvah tchilas, the din of tchilas, but even so, it's a heter in mitzvah tzitzis. You see, it has to be true about tzitzis, that there's a heter of klayim, because otherwise you couldn't have tchilas. But that's not a heter in tchilas, it's a heter in tzitzis. They're tied together. So the Tosis, I don't know. So a ha'ara. So if you read the Rambam in Shor Shad Aleph, it's kedai to pull it up if you can quickly. In Shor Shad Aleph, at the end of the Shoresh, the Rambam says like this: Aval makom akoshi hu bedvarim she'amru bahem einam akim zeh zeh. The difficult thing about counting mitzvos is that are two but one, it's difficult when they're not ma'akev zeh zeh. Ki ha'ol b'machshava she'achar she'elu achalakim kol chelik mehem bilti tzarech l'chaveru she'ye kol chelik mitzvah b'fnei atzma. If you have two parts of a mitzvah that are not ma'akev zeh zeh, it's very mistabir that they're really two mitzvos, because they're not dependent on one another. They should probably be two mitzvos. Kimo she'amru hatchilas einam ma'akev es alavan. Rambam. Kimo she'amru tchilas einam ma'akev es alavan. Ve'alavan einam ma'akev es tchilas. So, says Rambam, it's hard. Shouldn't those be two mitzvos? Tchilas and lavan, because they're not ma'akev zeze. They're two separate and distinct things. Maybe they should be two mitzvos, taka. V'hine, haya efshar lanu shenomar, shelavan utchilas yimanu b'shtei mitzvos, says the Rambam. You, taka, could have said that. You could have said there was a mitzvah yedalid of lavan. You could have said there was a mitzvah tesvav of tchilas, and you'd have to take something else out or make up 600 and find the drasha for 614. I don't know. No, but lule mashem matzanu lahem lashon mavur b'mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, which is really a sifri or a sifri zuta or something. Who amaram sham yachol? This is Chazal talking. Yachol shein shtei mitzvos, mitzvos tcheles and mitzvos lavan. Talmud loymar v'hoy lachem letzitzis mitzvah achas he v'ene shtei mitzvos is a pasuk. So the Ram has a havamina and Chazal had a havamina and the pasuk before in the havamina that maybe lavan and tcheles really would have been two mitzvos. Hine kvar is bar lecha she'afilu achlokim she'einam me'akim zezeh pe'amim yu mitzvah achas k'shiyeh in yinechad. Says the Rambam, no, if there's a unifying theme, if there's a joint message of all of the different parts of the mitzvah, even though they're technically not me'akiv each other, but the inyan is one inyan of leman tizkeru, so then it's one mitzvah of lavan and tcheles, tzitzis. There's no two mitzvahs, lavan and tcheles, but the Rambam is very bothered. It should have been two mitzvos. Chazal were very bothered. It should have been two mitzvos. The pasuk addressed the fact that it should have been two mitzvos and made it clear that it's only one mitzvah. And the Emerson, this is all mavur in the Rambam in Yad also. If you look in the first parak in Halacha Hey in Hilchos Tzitzis, afal pi shein echad mehen ma'akev es chavero. Afal pi, even though it's true they're not ma'akev each other, and therefore you might have thought they're two mitzvos. Einan shtei mitzvos. This is all in the Yad. Like he's writing this out in the Yad about Arichos. Einan shtei mitzvos. El mitzvah esei achas. Amru Chachamim, this is the drasha, Harishonim, v'hayu lachem letzitzis, milamei sheshneihem mitzvah achas. So again, it is still a half baked. It's still a chatzidava, but. But maybe what we're on to now is a little of the depth to what the Tos Rosh said, the Mekayim mitzvahs tcheles. Obviously, there's one mitzvah of tzitzis, but there's a very, very strong havamina that makes it from the Pasuk to Chazal to the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs to the Yad. A very, very strong havamina. There should have been two mitzvahs. And Ein Hachanami, there's an Inyan Echad which combines them, and therefore they're counted as one mitzvah in the Minyan Mitzvahs. But there may still be a level in the kiyum of the mitzvah tzitzis that although they're unified, they are disparate. They are two separate, unique chalakim within mitzvah tzitzis. And a person who's mekayim mitzvah lavan without mitzvah tcheles is taka mekayim a mitzvah esei echad, as the Rambam says in the Yad. He's mekayim mitzvah esei echad, but shalo b'shleimusa. Not completely. He's missing half of mitzvah that's very critical to the identity because it almost was its own mitzvah. It almost is its own mitzvah. And in that sense, you can say, Dimekayim a mitzvah tcheles. You can say there's a mitzvah tcheles. It's true, the mitzvah of tcheles was then nichleles in the mitzvah of tzitzis in general, but there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan separately, uniquely within the mitzvah of tzitzis of tcheles. You should really wear tcheles. Imkein dvar me'ilu. Maybe, with a disclaimer from before. So maybe dafka b'chi agav, now that we're being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shli musa, Tosfos say, we'll say amigo. We'll say amigo, that since we're in the parsha of keeping the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shli musa with tcheles, so now we'll apply the heter of kalayim across the board, because the heter of kalayim was ne'emra, the heter of kalayim was said, le'inin mitzvah tzitzis, which incorporates two full mitzvahs together. Mashahenkin, in a case where there's no tcheles bechlal, it's a kiyum mitzvah essay. You're not losing out. It's a kiyum mitzvah essay, but it's in a lower darga. It's not a mitzvah bishli musa. Lo mekayma mitzvah tcheles in the lashon of the rush. So maybe in that case, the migo can't apply. The migo applies to the mitzvah of tzitzis in its entirety, but when it's a mitzvah shalo bishli musa, you can't have that svar across the board. Just smuchim lachach again. Like I said, this is half. It's the beginning of mahalach or the end of mahalach if it's wrong. But it's ideas and not fully developed. But two or three ma'ar makomos that just support the yisod that we're suggesting. First of all, the Mishnah Brura and Simen Tes quotes the Taz who comments on the Shulchan Aruch, who says that nowadays bizman hazeh. We don't do klayim b'tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah here says, "Perish bizman hazeh shehayat tcheles." Perish bizman shehayat tcheles shehayat tzarach lehatil dalat chutin shnei chutin labim shnei chutin tcheles. V'hayim miskayim al yedei hamitzvah tzitzis karaoi. This is the Mishnah Berurah I'm reading. Hitir lanu Torah to do klayim. Aval achshav dein lanu tcheles nimtza dein anu mekayim in hamitzvah b'shlei Musa. And therefore, lo shara lan klayim. You are doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, but it's not b'shlei musa. There is something very qualitative, very fundamental missing over here, tcheles. Which reminded me, yeah.
Couldn't you say without saying mitzvah b'shlei musa, the smuchim is only the mitzvah of tcheles?
Gedilim tasalcha is.
But the gedilim referred to.
They include, but once you meaning they include, but they're not makiv. So
mitzvah was referred to in the smuchim. So you don't even say that it's so qualitatively different. The Torah just refers. The only time it refers to tchias kilayim.
I just think that's like a base level of saying what we're saying. But meaning, if you just assume, there's really no difference between the mitzvah qualitatively between when it has tchilas and when it doesn't have tchilas, then there's no difference between with tchilas or without tchilas. You still have to understand why mitzvah shemusha has mashmos.
Right.
But you're right, technically speaking, that's what the Torah is talking about with Cheles. But why does that matter? Why is that a nafkamina? So it's nafkamina because of what we're saying. So this Mishnah Berurah reminded me of what Rav Shechter has in Mipnei Arav, where basically he quotes that he claims that the Rav, he heard from his uncle, that the Rav used to wear his talis katan on Shabbos outside. But he quotes the grandchildren of the Rav disputed that and said that all the time they knew the Rav didn't wear his talis katan outside on Shabbos because he wasn't holding by the Erev. The pshat in that, the briskers say, that Rav Shechter quotes here, is that it's from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim points out that the Rambam in the 19th paragraph of Shabbos writes, She'ein ha-tzitzis ha-gemura masoi, ela harihim minoye ha-beged. The tzitzis are not considered a masoi. Rather, they're part of your, they're decorative on your beged. So therefore, it's not considered carrying outside on Shabbos. But the Rambam didn't say ein hatzitzis masoi. The Rambam says ein hatzitzis hagemura masoi ela harihi kinoye habeged. He says the tzitzis hagamur hagemura. What's tzitzis hagemura? What's tzitzis she'ena gemura? What are you talking about? So Chaim said that he thought the Rambam was referring to lavan with tchelas. When your tzitzis have both lavan and tchelas, their tzitzis gemura. When they don't have tchelas, they're talish in a mitzuyatzes on a certain level. And therefore, the Rambam was saying that if you're not wearing tchelas on your beged, even because you don't have it, you can't walk outside on Shabbos wearing your talis katan. Da'af she'in tchelas ma'akeves as a lavan, mikol makom ein mitzvas hatzitzis miskayemes bishle musa. The Rashba says this in Chuvas. The Rashba is asked about wearing a talis she'in a mitzuyatzes kilchasa outside on Shabbos. And he says, "Mikan osrin latzeis b'talisos shalanu b'Shabbos michutz le'erev." That's why we're not allowed to wear our talis outside at the erev on Shabbos. Why? First of all, because they're not really proper. Uchimochein ein lanu tcheles. We don't have tcheles on our talis, so it's a talis shenem mitzuyas. It's kilchasa. So again, all these marmakomos, none of these marmakomos machriach the other in terms of the mahalach, but all these marmakomos show you that there's something more than just a detail here of tcheles. And there's something more to the fact that it's einan ma'akvin zeh. It's not just that there's a detail, there's a prat that you could have tchilas, you could not have tchilas, but rather there's two tracks to this mitzvah. There's the mitzvah bishlei musa, and then there's a lower darga of the mitzvah. And maybe if you have that conception of hilchos tzitzis, of mitzvah tzitzis, which the Rambam is kind of intimating to us, which the Rush is intimating to us with really strong words of mekayma mitzvah tchilas. So maybe if you have that idea, then you understand that dafka b'makom, that you have tcheles going on your beged, you can have the heterim of the migo in the klayim, but the b'chiyah gabna, you don't have tcheles at all. This heter wasn't ne'mar in such a case. It's a different quality of mitzvah. It's a different chetzah shel mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of tzitzis, for sure, mitzvah as a echad, but it's a mitzvah of tzitzis that's darga p'chusa, that's a little bit lower level, that doesn't have the tcheles in it. And therefore, maybe that accounts for the chiluk and tosos. But again, maybe is the ikar word to be medayagin over there. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see if we'll cover the other stuff. Okay, shkayach.